Welcome to Devotional Reflection by Friendly Connection. Today's scripture reading is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 16.
Now may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. The Lord be with you all.
Now, today's devotional reflection. Recently, a reported church bulletin blooper read, "The peacemakers' meeting scheduled for today has been canceled due to conflict." Being a peacemaker is an essential role God calls each of his children to fulfill. Matthew 5:9 teaches that the believer who makes peace will be known as God's adopted child. There is no basis for peace in this world. When non-believers conflict within themselves, striving to fulfill desires that can only be met through God, believers cannot expect them to engender peace in their surroundings. Thus, the Christ follower is summoned to pursue peace at all costs. Being a child of God means striving for peace with those around you, regardless of how they treat you. Jesus consistently pursued peace, even overturning tables as a plea for unity between humanity and the Heavenly Father. The passionate condemnation of sin in Scripture aims to remove anything that separates us from God's peace. Peter the Apostle instructs believers not to repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but instead to bless, knowing they will receive a blessing. Peter emphasizes the importance of turning from evil, seeking peace, and actively pursuing peace. Unmerited blessing has no resistance in this world, and unconditional love from the people of God has no defense. When we choose not to retaliate against evil or respond in kind when insulted, we bring heaven to earth. The transformative power of this love can lead us to a genuinely peaceful life that is impossible without the assistance of the Prince of Peace and the Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "You've heard, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. I tell you, don't resist an evil person. If someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn the other cheek to them. If someone sues you for your shirt, also give them your coat. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go 2 miles with them. Give to those who ask, and don't refuse anyone who wants to borrow from you. The next time someone wrongs you, remember that our actions wrong Jesus. When someone strikes you on the right cheek, recall that we were the ones who cried out, 'Crucify him,' despite Jesus being innocent. Jesus was placed on the cross because of our wrongdoing. Yet Jesus willingly gave up his life so we could experience atonement. Now, because of Jesus' work at Calvary, we can not only experience forgiveness and restoration, but we are no longer enemies of God. We can know the peace of God and be at peace with God. Devotional Reflection is brought to you by Friendly Connection, the teaching ministry of Chuck Hartman. We hope you will join us again.